the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts are also supported by RAD. You've got a RAD event coming up, I think. Or has it already happened?
We do, Larry. No, it's happening on this coming Monday.
I thought so.
Yeah, at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. It's our tech rehearsal for Iolanthe.
And the show is here this morning. We're going to have some selections from it. And I think our, yes, I'm looking. We have our group set up and ready to go. Lynette, it's always a pleasure to have the Savoy Arts here with us. What do we need to know about the show, and what do we need to know before we hear our first number and head out to join them?
Well, this is Iolanthe is the show about fairyland. So the backstory is that 25 years ago, the Lord Chancellor married a lass named Iolanthe, but he did not know that she was a fairy. Now, it's against fairy law to marry a mortal, but the fairy queen, and we go, ooh, fairy queen, found out, and instead of putting her to death as required by fairy law, she banished Iolanthe with a provision that she could never speak to her husband again. Now, the Lord Chancellor had no idea what happened to his bride. She just disappeared. Now, the show opens 25 years later with the fairies dancing in the forest.
Clap if you want. They did a great job as we opened. And now let me turn again to Lynette, who's going to walk us through these various scenes. We'll also meet everybody singing at some point. But what happens next?
Okay, so at the big begging request to the fairies, the fairy queen, ooh, can you go ooh out there? Ooh, thank you. Summons Iolanthe, and Iolanthe reveals that she has a half-fairy, half-mortal son, Strephon, who is in love with Phyllis, a girl that he can't have. However, Strephon and Phyllis have pledged their love to each other, and Iolanthe has agreed to help.
Beautiful harmony in that number. Let's meet the two of you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Alex Axe, and I'll be one of the Phyllises.
And my name is Ben Nadler, and I'll be playing one of the Strephons.
You two sound beautiful together. Is another Phyllis here? Everybody pointed at you right away. What's your name?
My name is Katie Manukyan.
And it's nice to meet you, and then let's see, we need a part there. It's you. Hi.
Hello. I'm Andrew Morse. Thank you so much for having us today.
It's wonderful to have you, and we'll get to meet five more folks in a minute. Lynette, what is about to happen?
Well, the Peers of Parliament, now Parliament is like Congress in the U.S., but Parliament in Britain.
Do we have a sound effect for Parliament?
Well, we're not going to mention that here. Right, yeah. And they are begging the Lord Chancellor to marry Phyllis to one of them.
Lovely, let the trumpets blare.
Yes, thanks. Thanks. So you can see that Phyllis is this very popular girl. And she is a ward of the Lord Chancellor, meaning that the Lord Chancellor must approve her marriage, but of course he's half in love with her himself.
The Lord is the true embodiment of everything that's excellent. It has no kind of fault or flaw, and I, my lords, embody the law. The constitutional guardian I, a pretty young wards in Chancery, all very agreeable girls, and none are over the age of 21. A pleasant occupation for a rather susceptible chancellor.
A pleasant occupation for a rather susceptible chancellor.
And everyone who'd marry a ward must come to me for my accord. And in my court I sit all day, giving agreeable girls away. With one for him, and one for he, and one for you, and one for ye. And one for thou, and one for thee. But never, oh never, a one for me. Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Once again, the Pittsburgh Savoyards. We'll let you know the show dates and times in a minute. Let's meet the person who just sung that song. Hello.
Hi there. My name is Logan Newman, and I play the Lord Chancellor.
And I don't see a double for you, am I right?
That's correct. It's just me. So you're going to want to come twice, though, because though you'll see me twice, you'll get to see both of the fantastically unique casts that we have.
Excellent. And let's meet everybody who we haven't met yet, and we'll go to you and then you.
I'll go. Hi, I'm Sean Lenhart. I'm playing Lord Mount Ararat, and just excited to be here.
Hello, and my name is Paul Yater. I'm playing Lord Talaller alongside Sean and Logan, making up a little high group of the lords who are coming from Parliament.
Excellent. And then we have two more cast members here today.
Hello, I'm Savannah Simeon. I am one of the Iolanthes. The other Iolanthe is actually Ben's sister. And me and Sarah are very excited to be playing the title role of Iolanthe with this incredible cast.
I have a note about, says something about Alan Mary Kay here.
That's my parents who have supported me since day one. So I'm very happy that they're here.
Oh, they're here. They're them. Okay. I figured that out somehow. I don't know how, but I did. Hello.
Hello, I am Sally Denmead. You just heard me pinch hitting as Layla, but I will be playing one of the fairy queens.
Uh-oh. Oh, the fairy queens. Nice to have you all here. And the show is going to be at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. And it opens up on Friday the 13th, then the 14th and 15th of October, and then again for the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, evening performances Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday. What's the best way to find tickets?
You can find tickets online on our go to our website at pittsburghsavoyards.org. And you can buy tickets that way. You can also buy tickets at the door. We don't have to have them in advance, but they are all reserved seating. So, you know, if you want to pick your seats online, that's great. Otherwise, just show up.
It's a good chance to see a terrific professional company and to support them. And you just heard the voice of Lynette Garland, who has been here with the Savoyards forever, for a long, long time. You're always looking for more people to get involved, right? Whether it be in a production or helping backstage. I know there's a move-in this morning for the show and lots of other activities. Well, what's the best way if somebody is listening and wants to get involved with the Savoy Arts?
If you go to our website, I hope you have internet access, you can go to where we have our volunteer coordinator, and you can see all the list of stuff, and you can send us an email and say, hey, I want to help come and paint sets, or I want to come and play in the orchestra, because we do have a full orchestra, or whatever. We have all kinds of things that you can help us out with, and we love to see you.
And while we have a minute, we'll acknowledge Matt Brown, our pianist for today. The unsung hero. I won't let you be unspoken, however. Is there a particular number in this show that you enjoy more than others? That's a hard, it's like asking you to pick a child you love the most, but any that sort of tickle you?
I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I mean, this whole score is one of my favorites of the whole canon, so.
Yeah, I love following along to this. And following along is a lot easier when we have Lynette sort of guiding us gently through Aya Lanthe. And what is the next, where are we going?
Okay, so Phyllis decides that she isn't going to marry any of the peers, but also Lord Talalar and Lord Montserrat want her hand in marriage, but so does the Lord Chancellor. But they don't understand why she wouldn't want to marry them.
Spurn not the nobly born with love affected, nor treat with virtuous scorn the well-connected. High rank involves no shame, we boast an equal claim, with him of humble name to be respected. Virtuous love is sought, thy power is not, though dating from the flood, blue blood.
When virtuous love is sought, thy power is not, though dating from the flood, blue blood.
Beautiful solo there by Paul. And we continue.
So Strephon has asked the Lord Chancellor again, can he marry Phyllis? But he refuses. And then Strephon is talking to his mother, Iolanthe, and Phyllis sees Iolanthe consoling Strephon, but not knowing that she is an ageless fairy. She doesn't believe him because, you know, I mean, she looks too young to be his mother, right? And so she says, I will not marry you. Now, Strephon is really distraught and calls upon the fairy queen to help him. When the fairy queen is insulted by the peers, she makes Strephon the head of parliament with the power to pass any law.
Kettle of fish. Strephon's a member of parliament, carries every bill he chooses.
mountain of fish.
You're listening to a special preview of Iolanthe, and you're also listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings, and it's such a pleasure to have the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts with us. The production opens on Friday the 13th. I should stop saying that, shouldn't I? But no, October 13th. I meant the Friday the 13th part. October 13th. And runs through the 15th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then again October 20th through the 22nd, the following week, at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. And is this your first production in a while at that venue? I'm trying to think. I think it is, right?
It is, because they were supposed to be closed for a renovation, but then they weren't. But we had already taken our shows out to the Masonic Theater up in the North Hills for the last couple, but now we're back in Carnegie for this one.
Well, so it'll be nice to see them there, and I'm sure tickets, while many have already been sold, they're still available, so if you go to the website, you can reserve seats. Now, Lynette, and by the way, I wish I could take you to every musical and play I went to. Wouldn't it be nice to have this descriptive sort of somebody that helps you stay grounded? Actually, I'd like to take you through all my days, you know, so you could say, now you're going to meet with so-and-so about this.
I've been rented out for these kinds of things.
I could have used you at an event I was at the other night to say, like, you're meeting Mary Smith. You met her in the high school, and this is why, you know, you'd be good at that.
I would be good at that.
We'll talk. So what are we about to have happen?
All right, so, you know, Streffan's in Parliament, and because he's half fairy, no matter what law... Well, no, that's the fairy queen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No matter what kind of laws people, you know, the peers want to pass, they can't... Everything goes Streffan's way. So, and the peers now are really regretting having Streffan in Parliament. And now they're wishing things were the way they used to be.
When Britain really ruled the waves in good Queen Bess's time, the House of Peers made no pretense to intellectual eminence or scholarship sublime. Yet Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days. Yet Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days.
Yes, Britain won her proudest bays in good Queen Bess's glorious days.
And some themes stay everlasting, such as the regret of voting for somebody, perhaps, as we look back. You can interpret that in all sorts of ways. That wasn't meant to be partisan in any way, but it's kind of neat to know that theme was there a long time ago, too.
Yeah, this is such a fun show. I want to mention that there's some really, our director, Michael McFadden, has done some really amazing things. And the cast, you're hearing 9 members of them today, but there's 45 of them in the show. So it's a really big cast. There's also a trampoline in the show and some can-can, which we're not going to do here today. But what's happening is the Lord Chancellor is terribly tormented, and he's having nightmares about the whole situation, and Logan has agreed to sing the nightmare song.
Love
unrequited, robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumbers. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tempered by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, then your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles, you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching, but your slumbering teems with such horrible dreams that you very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they've all come on board at Sloane Square and South Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't feel surprised when he tells you I'm only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with that singular lad. By the by, the ship's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties pay the dealer. But this you can't stand, so you throw up your hands and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks, the black silk with gold clots crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are on bicycles too, which they've somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars of the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices, all good from cough mixes to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good spatheman to plant a small tradesman, first take off his boots with a boot tree, and his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot till they blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the greengrocer tree you'll get grapes and green pea, cauliflower, pineapple and cranberries. While the pastry cook plant cherry brandy will grant apple pops and three corners, ooh, cranberries. The shares are a penny and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Banning, and just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor, for you've needles and pins from your soul to your shin, and your flesh is a creep, for your left leg to sleep, you've a crab in your toes and a fly on your nose and some fluff in your lung and a feverish tongue and a thirst that's intense in a general sense, but you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness is past, and it's daylight at last, and the night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them over.
Look at you, and bravo.
Wow. I think Logan should do those side effect announcements at the end of pharmaceutical commercials. Or maybe at the end of the car ads where they mention all the terms and conditions and things.
Batteries not included. Each sold separately. Adult assembly required.
I was going to say, or our required legal IDs at the top of the hour. I would love to record him singing those, even maybe. We'll talk. So I've got Lynette as a potential daily guide, and we'll get Logan to do things. It's great. Outsourcing. Who knew? What happens now?
Okay, that was really a mouthful. Thanks, Logan. So now Lord Tallulah and Lord Mount Ararat think Phyllis is not worth their friendship. So they try to convince the Lord Chancellor to go for it with Phyllis.
If you go in, you're sure to win. Yours will be the charming maid. It be your law, the ancients saw. Faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady.
Every journey has an end.
end, when at the worst affairs will mend. Dark the dawn when day is nigh, hustle your horse and don't say die. Such a prize is not worth a man of 80. Be so kind to bear in mind, faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady. While the sun shines, make your hay. Where a will is, there's a way. Beard the lion in his lair, none but the brave deserve the fair. I'll take heart and make a start, though I fear the prospect shady. Much I'd spend to gain my end, faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady. Nothing venture, nothing win. Blood is thick, but water's thin. In for a penny, in for a pound, it's love that makes the world go round. Nothing venture, nothing win. Blood is thick, but water's thin. In for a penny, in for a pound, it's love that makes the world go round.
You really have an opportunity to see a great show when the full cast is there. This is only about, what, 25% or so, and an orchestra, costumes, and the full production at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. It is Rad Day today. We thank the Allegheny Regional Asset District for supporting the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts and also SLB. We're going to still be open until 2 if you want to come and visit. I think we have one more. So it's our last sort of a snippet of how the first act ends.
Yes, and I do want to say that we also on our opening night have a reception afterwards up in the Lincoln Gallery at the hall, and you can come up and have food and drinks and mingle with the orchestra and the cast. It's really fun. And also that our Rad Day event is on Monday at 7:30, and that is going to be actually our understudy cover show rehearsal that night, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's free. It is a tech rehearsal, but we are assuming we're going to run the whole show without stopping, hopefully.
Well, it's like being kind of a fly on the wall as they figure it out, but I'm sure you'll have it figured out already.
Well, actually, yes. I mean, we do have it figured out already, but we will not have been performing in the space until tomorrow. So it'll be our second chance to run the show in the actual space where it's going to be done. And that, you know, obviously presents issues with lighting and whatever happens. You know, there could be something that we, you know, if the directors decide, hey, we got to stop and do something with this, then we will. So
that's Monday night, 7:30?
7:30, yes.
Excellent. Here, I'll give you the website again in a moment, but you could also just search for the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. And I want to thank you all for being here today. And Lynette is going to give us a sense of what's about to happen.
Well, finally, Streffan tells Phyllis the truth about being part fairy. But the question is, will she forgive him either way? And what's up with the relationship between the fairy queen, and the Lord Chancellor? So these burning questions will be answered in the second act finale, but we're not going to sing that for you today because we don't want to give it away. You know, we want you to have some surprise at what happens at the end of this. Don't worry, everything's happy.
suspense, motivation, a cliffhanger. Once again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
Go away, madam, I should say, madam, you display, madam, shocking taste. It is rude, madam, to intrude, madam, with your brood, madam, brazen-faced. You come here, madam, interfere, madam, with a peer, madam, I am one. You're aware, madam, what you dare, madam, so take care, madam, and be gone.
Let us stay, madam, I should say, madam, the display, madam, shocking taste. It is rude, madam, to allude, madam, to your brood, madam, brazen-faced. We don't fear, madam. Terrific thunders in my armory of wonders.
Wow. There you have the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, and what an amazing number there to close things out. And you'll have to go to the show to learn more about what's going to happen in the final act of the play.